This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Hey, you heard about the big world premiere today, right? Yeah, no, not that one. We did superheroes yesterday. We're talking now about Taylor Swift. She's got a new video and single out. It's called Me. It's all caps with an exclamation point, of course. Before she dropped it, at midnight, she dropped a ton of hints on social media and worked some of her fans into breathless states of anticipation. It is state-of-the-art music marketing, as Marketplace's Mariel Segarra reports for the YouTube era.
I happened to be awake at midnight, so I tuned in to the world premiere of Taylor Swift's new music video. And my, was it spectacular. It was like peering inside the mind of a unicorn. There were rainbows, kittens, butterflies, hearts. When was the last time you watched a pop single premiere live? Maybe it was the 90s or 2000s? Ray Roa remembers those days. He's the music director at an alt weekly called Creative Loafing Tampa. And he used to rush home from school to watch artists drop their new singles and videos on MTV.
Whether I was going to admit it to my friends or not, I was watching NSYNC, Britney Spears. I mean, it was all about who was going to be on the show waving at the window.
In other words, it was appointment television. And that's exactly what Taylor Swift achieved with the premiere of her new song on YouTube. She built up to it with a countdown clock and hints on Instagram. Jeff Rabhan is a music business professor at NYU. And he says Swift cut through the clutter that is social media.
You're creating an event, and you're creating a galvanizing event where, you know, your entire fan base can all sort of, you know, be there together.
Swift used a feature that YouTube launched last year called YouTube Premieres. Ariana Grande used it for her video Thank You Next last fall. YouTube says almost 1 million fans tuned in. Her video now has more than 360 million views. Since midnight, Taylor Swift's has racked up almost 30 million. I'm Mariel Segarra for Marketplace.